You're listening to another episode of Our Delaware Valley. I'm your host, Marcus Goldman. With me today are Mark Feinman, who is the chairman of the American Cancer Society Bike-A-Thon, as well as a rider for Team WMMR, and Winston and Jasmine Robinson. They are patients of Hope Lodge, whom we met when Team WMMR and the ACS Bike-A-Thon cooked dinner for the residents of Hope Lodge. And this is a chance for people who ride in Bike-A-Thon and give to the American Cancer Society here in Philadelphia to be able to see where their money goes firsthand. So we are going to talk about it. Welcome, Winston, Jasmine, and Mark. Thank you very much for taking time to come and chat about cancer today.
Good morning, Marcus. Thanks for having us today.
Good morning, Marcus. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Marcus.
Do you want to introduce yourselves and give a background on yourselves, and then we'll start jumping into the cancer talk?
My name, as you know, is Jasmine Robinson, and I'm married to this handsome dude here for almost 50 years now. And I met him years ago back in Jamaica. He was my first boyfriend and became my husband. Now I'm his caretaker.
Well, my name is Winston Robinson. I'm a recovered cancer patient, and I'm staying at the Hope Lodge through the American Cancer Society, and I'm an engineer. I'm also a pastor for some years now, a little over 30 years. So we're here at the Hope Lodge and hope for speedy recovery.
Good morning, Marcus. I've been involved with Bike-A-Thon now as a rider for 24 years. As you know, I'm also a cancer survivor. This April will mark a remarkable, fortunately for me, 44 years of survivorship. I've got the distinct honor and pleasure of serving as chair for the Bike-A-Thon for the past 5 years and being a member of Team WMMR's team for the ride, and have a wonderful experience with that. The event itself has raised in excess of $26 million in its history. This year on June 9th will be the 47th year for the ride. And as you said earlier, some of the money that our supporters raise stays here in the Delaware Valley, directly supporting the operations at Hope Lodge, which is located in Elkins Park. And as you heard, Winston and Jasmine are staying there free during Winston's care and treatment at Fox Chase Cancer Center. They've been there since last July and have resided there during that time, in many ways because of the funds raised by the supporters of Bike-A-Thon and other American Cancer Society functions.
So you have been at Hope Lodge away from your home and residence since July, pretty much.
Yes.
Yes.
That can't be easy.
Tough, but Hope Lodge, because of their management capability through the American Cancer Society, it makes it easier, you know, and more comfortable, you know, to go through what we're going through.
Do you feel like it's a home away from home?
Yes, definitely.
That's important.
That's very important.
That is very important. Now, do you want to give us a little background on your cancer? You've been battling cancer for how long now?
Since February of 2017. I had a situation where we had a colonoscopy, and I think there was a little bit of error there, and they actually missed the tumors, and I got very ill, got down, my hemoglobin was at 5, and we went into the hospital, and they found out that I have stage 4 cancer, started in my colon, spread to my liver, my lung, and my stomach. So we had surgery the next week on my colon, and after that, a couple of months, they start on chemo. They found out that the cancer had spread into stage 4. So I had, after the surgery in my colon, I had to go to Texas for surgery in my liver. As a matter of fact, a couple of hospitals sent me home to die to get my life in order. And they said that the cancer in my liver could not be operated on at that time. It was spread too badly. There was 4 tumors in the liver. So we found a doctor in Houston, Texas, that said he'll do the surgery. Very dangerous. And he did the surgery, and I was in the hospital for 6 weeks in Texas, you know. But they took care of the liver, and now they're working on a couple of more tumors in the liver that popped up that they couldn't see on the magnifying glass. And they're working on that with chemo because they're trying to shrink the tumors in the liver again, and in the lung, and in my stomach. The colon is okay. It's fine. Very good surgeon, Dr. Ellen. And I had some very, very good doctors that's taking care of me. And through the American Cancer Society and Hope Lodge, it's a relief, you know, financially and medically, you know, that this Hope Lodge through the American Cancer Society, I would say, is one of the best things I've seen throughout my life.
And we're going to get into this in a little bit, but financially, your bills, because of the severity of your cancer and the fact that it spread the way it did, and you've had multiple surgeries, your bills have just shot through the roof.
Yes, yes. Right now, the bills is were very difficult to handle because I attended 5 hospitals. Because of what Hope Lodge and the American Cancer Society have done for us financially, it takes a big burden off because stress is one of those things that cause your cancer to be escalate, you know, because as far as they're concerned, the type of cancer that I have is very rare and they consider it came from stress. So a lot of things that's happening between American Cancer Society and the Hope Lodge Center is that it takes some of the financial burden off. You know, it's very, very difficult financially mm-hmm. when you're going through this type of, you know, cancer treatment.
The financial burden's an extra stress,
yes.
A lot of extra stress
yes.
that it adds to it. Now, before we continue talking about this, do you want to give out the website information, the social media information, Mark, so that people can get more information, maybe sign up and ride with Team WMMR, ride with their team on the bike-a-thon this year and help beat cancer?
Anyone interested can go to the AmericanCancerSociety.org site. They can go directly to the Bikeathon site, which is acsbike.org. They can visit on social media at American Cancer Society, Facebook, Bikeathon, Twitter accounts. Anyone interested in registering and participating as a rider can register on the website. If they're interested in being a volunteer, and we have numerous volunteer opportunities throughout the course of the route, they can also go to that website to do that. Currently, we have in excess of 2,400 riders already registered to ride the event. We've raised approximately $300,000 to date this year. Our goal is to pass the $1.5 million mark by the time we finish our fundraising for the event. The event is on June 9th this year, Sunday. We start at 6:30 in the morning at 5th and Race in Philadelphia, and we will ride over the Ben Franklin Bridge, work our way to Atlantic City, end at Kennedy Plaza in front of Boardwalk Hall after riding 66 miles.
It's an amazing day. And again, more information, acsbike.org is the website you want to go to. Please sign up and join us. We need volunteers, and some of that volunteering includes things like being a SAG driver, which means you help stranded motorists. You can work at one of the rest stops. You can work at the endpoint. We have communications people. So there are many opportunities for you to give back if you don't feel like riding the bike. And it's a great family event. And the day is absolutely wonderful. It's one of those days where your adrenaline just flows naturally all day. It's a wonderful day.
Marcus, if I could say, on the day of the ride, we have in excess of 250 volunteers out there throughout the route. It would not be the success that it is if we didn't have those volunteers out there. We're indebted to them. We're also indebted to all of the supporters. Everyone who's out there when we ride through the neighborhoods, they're out with their families, they've got their chairs and the kids and their pets out there waving as the riders go by. It's very invigorating for the riders. Our riders, as they ride, can tell the cancer survivors who are riders because we have special powder blue color bib that they ride with. The riders give the cancer survivors who are riders that encouragement and support mm-hmm. throughout the route. It's just a wonderful experience, a fabulous day, and we know that the cause is just yielding results such as supporting people like Winston and Jasmine in their endeavors at Hope Lodge.
Now, Jasmine, you being a caretaker have had to also experience a lot. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you go through as a caretaker and what you have to do on a daily basis so that people can get an idea of what it's like? Because you, as a family member, also very much involved in this process.
Okay. Being a caregiver is not easy. I have to watch him some days suffer through pain, and there's nothing that I can do to help him with the pain. So I just sit with him, talk with him, you know, just encourage him. And sometimes we just sit in the room, you know, because there's nothing that he can do. I encourage him sometimes to walk more outside, go outside, get some air. But most of the time, he doesn't want to do that when he's not feeling well because the pain is so intense, especially in his stomach area, that he just wanted to sit there. You know, so that's all I can do for him, encourage him. Whatever he wants, you know, I'm always ready to do that for him to make him more comfortable.
Are you always at the doctor with him when
yes.
he goes?
He never goes anywhere without me.
What have you learned about yourself and about your husband the most during this process?
Well, I have learned that he can take the pain. He doesn't complain, but I can tell when the pain is like very intense because he just sit there. You know, he just sit there and there's nothing I can do to help him. That's the hard part.
You're helpless.
Yes, I'm helpless. There's nothing I can do. You know, and then I'll ask, do you need this? Do you need that? He never needs anything. He just sit there and bear it, you know? And that is not easy to see someone you love suffering like that and be, you know, being so helpless.
You mentioned something that doesn't get talked about, and I don't even know if I've ever brought this up or discussed this during the public affairs shows, interviews that I've done with the American Cancer Society over the years, but the pain, the actual physical pain of the cancer in your body. Can you describe what that's like for people, maybe just to give them an idea of what it's like?
Well, the pain with the cancer tumors, it's so painful that when you start hurting wherever the tumors are, it affects your entire body. What I do to suppress the pain is think of positive things. And when I can, I love to talk because I'm a pastor.
Yeah.
So a lot of times what I do is instead of me succumbing to the pain itself, what I do, I said, okay, if this is hurting, I thank God that I can speak. I give thanks that I can see. So instead of concentrating on the pain, I think of positive things. If the pain is not so hard, I try to talk to people because that's what I do, you know, is talk to people and encourage people. And the more I encourage people and have discussions and conversations, is the less the pain get within my body, because it's a faith thing and it's a control thing. You got to be able to control whatever pain it is and put a positive spin on the pain, because that suppresses the pain. And eventually you forget about the pain. So, you know, if you're feeling pain out there, just concentrate on things that is on the positive side, because that's also relieving the stress from all the pain and the situation that you're going through.
Do the distractions actually help when it comes to, I guess, mitigating the pain or minimizing the pain?
Yes. You see, from what I come to realize is that pain in the body comes from the mind also. So if you can get your mind to suppress the pain, eventually the pain will go away. Because as long as you're not dwelling on the pain and you can encourage somebody, that will take the edge off the pain in your body. Because physically and mentally, pain is starting the mind. And if you can get your mind to suppress the pain, you know, that will help a lot.
Marcus, one thing I want to bring to your attention. Winston and Jasmine have been at Hope Lodge since last July. So we're now going into 9 months that they've been there.
Yes.
And during that time, we've been fortunate. And by we, I'm referring to you, myself, as well as members of Team WMMR Bike Team and from the American Cancer Society Bike-A-Thon, to have visited and served meals at Hope Lodge and spent some time with the two of them as well as the other residents there. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that we've always observed is that Winston's probably the most positive thinking, upbeat person at Hope Lodge. He's kind of a greeter there with the new residents who are coming there for their first time, their first experience with Hope Lodge. So your listeners get a real sense of what Hope Lodge is about. It's a gem that's right outside the city of Philadelphia, and individuals who come to the Philadelphia area, the Delaware Valley, for their cancer care and treatment, they live more than 40 miles away. They get to stay there for free while they're going through their care, whether it's 2 days or 9 months like Winston and Jasmine. And it's a very frightening experience for the new arriver who's coming there. And the old sage here, being there 9 months, is one of the people that makes it so much easier for the new person coming there. Perhaps if you can discuss a little bit about your interactions with the other guests that are at Hope Lodge.
Winston is like a savior to some people there, because some people come in and they are very sad, very low, and I watch him encourage them. He gives them, encourage them to be like, you have to be strong, you know, to help the person you're taking care of. Because some people are so sick, you know, like really, really sick, and they need help. they need encouragement, you know what I mean? And so Winston take them, he talk with them, he encourages them, and give them strength so they can, you know, focus more on the person that they're taking care of. Because it's not easy to watch the person you love suffering and there's nothing you can do to help them. I've seen that. I've lived that, mm-hmm. you know, because Winston is not the kind of person that sit quietly down, as you can see,
yeah.
right?
He's a fighter all
yes,
the way.
Yes, he's not the person that just sit quietly down. He has to be doing something at all times. And so I watch him, not counsel, but encourage the other people in Hope Lodge. He encourages them and give them a better outlook and let them know that cancer is not the end. It's just a little setback. It's not the end. Life goes on, you know. So it's an experience for us. And, you know, Hope Lodge is like right now is home away from home for us. You know, the staff is outstanding. I love them all. Everybody goes the extra mile for, not just for us, but for everyone else.
I'll just give you one reference. There was a couple that came in and they was like always at each other's throat, always arguing, you know, the patient is arguing, you know, with the caregiver. And I saw that they was actually falling apart. So right after dinner that afternoon, I engaged both of them and I encouraged them to look at life with a different perspective. I'll, you know, encourage them that cancer is just a name, you know, that we're going through, and we are going through training. And we sat with them for about 4.5 hours. When we was finished, they was holding hands like they're lovers again. You know, so that's very encouraging. And that's one of the things that truly American Cancer Society and Hope Lodge, people not only get financial help, but they also get help in their well-being, be well-rounded, especially as a couple, you know, that life still goes on. And right now they are doing great. They're like lovers all over again.
That's great to hear, because stressful moments like this can tear families apart.
Yes.
It's great that not only the Hope Lodge, but the people there are making a difference in everybody's life.
Yes.
And that's a huge, huge positive, because staying positive during this type of battle is very important, as you know.
Yes.
I know who he's talking about, that couple he's talking about. And right now, they are not there anymore, but they are so grateful. No, we're like friends. She'll call and they will still say thank you, you know, and now they hold hands, you know, like they are lovers again, they
That's
hold
so
hands.
Great.
And, you know, he's in a wheelchair, but it doesn't make it any less, you know, they are like young lovers again.
That's so great.
You know, and we still, as I said before, we still keep in touch with them. We are going to go see them because he's not at the lodge anymore. But Hope Lodge is such a nice place. It's like home away from home. And most of the people there, we become family, like one big family. We take care of each other. When we see someone need, we go and try to do our part to help them. You know, we don't just sit there. We help each other. We welcome the new, especially when new people come in. We are there so long, we know how to like encourage people. We're still learning. We welcome them, you know, so we become like one family. Even though we don't look alike, most of us, we are one big family.
One of the things that I've noticed over time, and you can tell because I think I've probably served 10 dinners there, and I think Mark, you've probably served 20, 25 by now, but I'm sure you can tell some of the people when they're newer versus people who have been there and have settled in for a while, because you can see it in their body language.
Absolutely. What's interesting is there are people arriving every single day and people leaving every day, and someone who's checking in the mid-afternoon and learning for the first time that there's dinners being served that night by some volunteer group, they're in awe of what's being made available to them at Hope Lodge. And then they come in and they sit down. So it's a tremendous way to be welcomed into that community. And one of the common themes that we've heard when we've had the opportunity to speak to the residents that are there is that those that are there for any length of time, as Jasmine's indicating, they know what the new people are going through or will be going through, and they can relate to that. And it makes it easier for those who are residents to support the other residents there. Someone is having a bad day. Mm-hmm. They can sense that because they've experienced that. They can give that reassurance to that individual during those down moments. And the support, the camaraderie, the family nurturing that is developed just makes the place special.
And it's the AstraZeneca Hope Lodge of Cheltenham, Pennsylvania. You can Google search it. You can donate there. I know that people donate supplies, cleaning stuff, other things as well. And again, money from American Cancer Society and the American Cancer Society Bike-a-thon go directly to Hope Lodge, which is nice to know that us here in Philadelphia are raising money and our money is being used locally to help people that are going through treatment. And that makes a big difference.
Also, if you're part of a community group of any kind and you're interested in having your group go to Hope Lodge and serve a meal there, you can contact them and they will put you on the calendar and arrange for you to go there. It is a phenomenal experience. Being born and raised in the Philadelphia area, we tend to take things for granted. When you see a place like Hope Lodge in your backyard, you just realize how fortunate we are to have the resources here in the Delaware Valley to fight cancer, to support that fight, and to support the people who are experiencing their ordeals with cancer.
Yeah, and I just want to take this time to thank all the people that come in and make dinner for us, because it's always like a big spread, not just rice and beans. It's all different kind of food. So if you don't eat this, you can always get something else, you know. We really appreciate them.
Being away from home like that and having home-cooked meals makes a world of difference.
A world of difference.
Yes.
And that's all part of the well-being and the well-care.
Yes.
And that's part of it. I mean, those are the little things that make a big difference to people going through the battle, whether you're a caretaker or whether you're actually going through the battle yourself as a cancer patient. So.
And we don't just have dinners, you know. We have entertainment, too.
They have entertainment? Yeah, you have musicians and performers come by as well.
Mm-hmm. We have games sometimes. We win prizes.
And again, if you're involved in any organization, definitely Google search AstraZeneca Hope Lodge, sign up and have your group cook a meal for the residents and then sit down and talk with the residents while you're eating. It is incredible.
Amazing.
Winston, do you have any advice for people that might be in the early phases of cancer, cancer detection, or going through the where you knew something wasn't right at the beginning?
What I could say to encourage people out there that is going through anything to do with cancer is that you as a person have to look at it in that you can only take one day at a time. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow we may never see. But today, I encourage the people out there that is going through this kind of situation or any kind of illness to stay focused on today, because today is the only day you are sure of. So make use of today, enjoy it the best way you can, go out, support other people, because that's like therapy to yourself. So all those people out there that's going through the same situation that we're going through is that I encourage you to take heart in knowing that you're not going through this by yourself. Take it one day at a time and enjoy the day. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friend. Enjoy the American Cancer Society. Yeah. Enjoy Hope Lodge. And we all is going to come out on top. Everything is going to be okay.
And Jasmine, do you have any advice for caregivers to anybody that's in a similar situation to yourself?
Yes, you have to be patient with whoever you're taking care of, you know, because I've learned cancer is not easy. The pain is not easy. I've seen him suffer through the pain, but the good thing is he never complains. He's just going through. And I also seen him, even with his pain, encouraging someone else. And so you know what that does? It takes away his pain. And I look at it like this. Yes, he's suffering from cancer, but it's for a reason. He gets to minister to other people. He gets to encourage other people. So I don't look at it like he's not suffering from the cancer. He is there to help somebody else, to encourage somebody else. And I've seen that, because people will come up to me and say, you know, your husband did this, your husband did that. And I'm thankful. And that makes me feel, you know, I like that when people share with me what he's doing for them.
I also want to encourage the audience out there that you have to look at this thing saying, you know, I am going through this situation in order to help someone else. The pain is tough, but we as a people need to take a look at somebody else and say, look, we are here to encourage you. We are here to support each other. And we are going through a training process. It's like when you go to college, you know, you don't stay in college. If you stay in college more than you should, then we figure maybe you're not the right place. So I take it as a metaphor that we are going through a training process. And each person is going through a different type of training because we have been trained for the other side, whatever the other side is. So, you know, we need to encourage each other. We need to love each other. We need to support each other as a people going through, because everyone goes through some type of situation or the other, because that's a part of our training, you know, to graduate to the other side. So I would say that, you know, I encourage the audience out there, if you have cancer or if you are going through something with your family with cancer or any illness, be encouraged, okay, and know that you can enjoy today. That's how I see it.
Because today is all we have.
Yes.
If I may, Marcus, one of the important threads of the message that's coming through here is having an open discussion about cancer. When we were all young, no one talked about cancer.
It was cancer.
Yes.
Well, it was either whispered or it was the C word. Yeah. It never was openly discussed. And what we've learned and we hear is by openly discussing it, one, it's a form of therapy. But two, and probably more important, it's generating awareness so that other individuals, as Winston said, you know, we're going through what we're going through for other people in the future. And learning about and discovering that a person has cancer is the first step. Now it's getting that training, getting that education to treat and deal with their cancer, but also blazing the path for those in the future.
Mark, do you want to give out the website information as well as the, we'll give out the social media information too, so people can get more information about Bike-A-Thon, can get more information about the AstraZeneca Hope Lodge, and get more information about the American Cancer Society and all of the great work that the society does.
Yes, your listeners can go to the American Cancer Society website, americancancersociety.org. They can go to the Bike-A-Thon website, which is acsbike.org, and all the information on the site there pertains to the Bike-A-Thon, the details. As I indicated earlier, the bike ride this year, the 47th year, is going to be on Sunday, June the 9th, and it goes from Philadelphia to Atlantic City. We welcome everyone to come out, whether you're a rider, whether you're a volunteer, whether you are just a supporter out on the side of the road cheering us along the way. If you're a cancer survivor, we welcome you. We focus on our cancer survivors. They're there at the ribbon cutting to start the ride. They're the first riders to go over the Ben Franklin Bridge. Riding up onto the bridge is a rather majestic experience if you've never done that and there's no cars or motor vehicles on the bridge at the time.
It's amazing. And again, with me, besides Mark Feynman, who is the chairman of the American Cancer Society Bike-A-Thon, Winston and Jasmine Robinson. Winston is a pastor, engineer, and cancer survivor. Jasmine is his support, his caretaker. And one last question, because you've mentioned quite a few times, Winston, about helping others. In a situation like this, how do you turn off the selfish and turn on the selfless? Because human nature is to protect yourself and take care of yourself. So how do you turn that switch off and make that difference?
Well, what I do is always concentrate on the positive thing. And I always look at people as great people. And when you are going through a situation like this, it tends to suppress your personal ability to communicate and encourage people. So what I have learned through this situation is that all of us go through some situation or the other once in our life or a couple of times in our life. So I tend to use my faith and my ability, because everyone plus myself have a purpose. And we as a people should take our purpose and put it on top of the situation. And the purpose is to communicate, converse, and support each other. Because we are human beings that's supposed to communicate and love each other. Because we are all we have. Because I can't speak to the cows because I don't know mooing. You know, I don't understand the language of mooing. So I have to really communicate with people, because that's how we was designed, you know, to support, help, and lift up each other. So I use that positive end of this situation I'm going through in order to encourage myself so that I can encourage and lift up others.
And the sad thing is that I watch him suffer through this, but he feels more for me than he feels for himself. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say.
I know exactly what you're saying.
He thinks more about me, and he thinks if he should get worse, what is going to happen to me? And I am telling him, don't worry about me. I will survive. You know, but it's like he thinks more of his family. He puts himself on hold just to think of us, to put us first. And that is something that I really do appreciate. And even though I try to tell him, you know, we will be okay. We are okay. We need to see him get better, you know, so he can continue to do what he likes. He's a people's person. You know, he likes to help. He'll go out of his way to help. Even now, I watch him do that. You know, sometimes I'm saying, well, Winston, you cannot do that. You need to rest. But he can't. That's just in his nature.
And Mark, any closing words?
Marcus, one of the things that I think comes through clearly in the message here, if you get involved with the American Cancer Society, helping in whatever way you can someone else's fight against cancer, you're going to be enriched. We've been blessed and fortunate to have been enriched by meeting both Winston and Jasmine, seeing them at Hope Lodge, interacting with them and hearing and learning their stories and just the type of people they are. They're two people at Hope Lodge, but there are dozens of stories on a daily basis there, as well as throughout the community. And the positive about cancer is it allows all of us to interact with people just like Jasmine and Winston.
Again, thank you very much for stopping by to talk about cancer today, folks. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. That wraps up another episode of Our Delaware Valley. I'm your host, Marcus Goldman. If you would like more information about the American Cancer Society Bike-a-thon, feel free to go to acsbike.org. You can ride with Team WMMR. Information there at WMMR.com. And if you need any information, our Delaware Valley related, all you got to do is email me, marcus.goldman@bbgi.com. Again, thank you very much for listening to another episode of Our Delaware Valley. I invite you to tune into a brand new episode next Sunday. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your Sunday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.